Behind every good story is an interesting person. This is Person of Interest with Q102's Jeff Thomas. Okay, I'm so excited. Welcome to the Person of Interest podcast again. I'm Natalie Jones. Jeff Thomas is not here today, but we do have Andrew Salzbrin.
Hey there.
And you're no stranger to Person of Interest.
No, I'm not.
You have been on before. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And this is such an exciting time. We were just talking about what's going on. So you're here because you are half of Agar.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Agar or is it Agar Production
or Life Agar?
Yeah. Okay. And what exactly is Agar?
What exactly is Agar?
Well, yes, conceptually.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
So, quick biology lesson. Mm-hmm. It is the red substance in the base of a petri dish that is used to grow an organism or a culture.
Okay.
So that's where we got our name from.
Yeah.
Pretty nerdy. That's about as much as we know.
It's awesome.
On the biology
nerd stuff
side.
Is dope. Yeah.
Yeah. but we are an experiential company in Cincinnati here.
Yeah.
We're on Walnut Street. And we're just wrapping up, I think, our 11th year in business. But
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Guys.
But we do a lot of fun stuff for clients and for the city as a whole, from live events to marketing campaigns to...
To Blink. Which is why I wanted you to come in today and really pick your brain.
Exactly.
So Agar, pretty much, I think, all of the really great stuff around town that's really fresh and happening is Agar's behind it.
Oh,
for the most part.
Appreciate that.
What I've found over the years. And we all know, we talked about Blink last time you were here.
Mm-hmm.
Blink means so much to me personally. Mm-hmm. And it's means so much to the city of Cincinnati. Like, it puts us on a global map.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are we the second? How many cities in the world do this?
At this scale, it's hard to say. Probably 10 consistently.
Wow.
There's a couple cities that have like one-offs here and there.
Yeah.
But with the size and scale that we do it, probably about 10, yeah. And we're by far the largest in the U.S., so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So right now is a really busy time for you.
Absolutely.
And you also have a baby on the way.
Yeah, do have a baby on the way. So, yeah, 3 weeks, which is crazy. So we're trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
Make sure that Blink happens and we're not rushing to the hospital. So.
And your wife, what is her name again?
My wife's name is Jess, and she's being a trooper through this.
And she's busy as well. She's got a lot going on in her
world.
Yeah,
absolutely. We are a non-sleeping household, so I think we're going to be like pretty well warmed up for not sleeping.
Hey, you're going to fit right in.
Yeah.
It's like, put a baby there. Perfect.
Right. Exactly.
So how many people or organizations are really behind Blink?
Yeah, great question. So there are, doing the math in my head, 5.
Okay.
So there's Agar and Brave Berlin. About 5 years ago, we came to our third partner, the Hale Foundation, so mm-hmm. Tim Maloney, and said kind of separately in one day, Brave Berlin wanted to do a projection mapping festival. We wanted to do a mural festival. Tim Maloney from the Hale Foundation said, what if we mixed it together and did something really, really, really big?
Mm-hmm.
That was the impetus for Blink. Immediately, Tim was firm on making sure that we brought artworks to the table. You know, they're our largest public art organization in the city, and they've been a fantastic partner from the beginning, and it's been a joy to have them on board. And then we started working on this for about 6 months, and we realized pretty quickly that 4 groups of creatives and big thinkers aren't exactly going to get anything done.
Yeah.
So we needed a boss. And so we brought in the chamber, hired them to be our bosses, and said, hey, we need your help on keeping us on track and organized. And that's where we're at today. So,
oh, great.
Yeah.
And so what is Agar's, what do you guys do?
Yeah. So one of our... Each group at the table kind of serves on a board of, experience direction and what we want the why of the festival to be mm-hmm. and what we want people to experience overall. So this year, the big choices were adding Covington and going across the river and making sure that we stick to our roots in 2017 and decide what's going to be unique and different in 2019. But specifically for Agar, we also serve in 2 roles. We manage the all the outdoor permanent murals that are being installed right now around Findlay Market. And then we are also managing the music portion of it. So end of 2017, we were about a month out from Blink, and we realized that it was going to be pretty quiet and we needed to put some music in places.
Yeah.
And now we're at a point where we're booking just under 100 bands for 4 nights. So it's it is...
This is insane.
It's snuck in the back door as it's also a music festival.
Like 100 bands?
Yeah.
NVD?
Yeah. And so our team, Rob Mason from our team at Agar, leads all of that. There's about 8 stages, and he's crushing it right now in terms of keeping that rolling. So
that's so exciting. So how are you guys? Can you give us some highlights of what to expect this year that was different from years in the past?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So definitely we added a state. So that was kind of
a
big deal.
Okay. So yeah. Okay.
I mean, so there's that. You know, the bell of the ball is going to be the Roebling Suspension Bridge. You know, we may never see it illuminated to this degree ever again. So it's definitely a once in a lifetime. Got to check it out. We are doing a couple other unique things. So the muralists that are painting right now throughout Findlay Market, we got about 16 murals going up. Most of those artists have submitted an original print of their own, and we did 30 limited edition prints of each of those artists that are for sale at our first ever Blink print shop.
Where's this?
So that'll be at 1813 Elm Street. Right. So it's Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And there's about 13 prints with 30 copies. If you're a huge fan of the London Police or Vils or Faith 47, you can buy some of their original prints. But when they're gone, they're gone. So you got to get there fast.
Okay. And where is this print shop? What is it near?
Yeah, so it's right off the west side of the market. If you know where Social OTR is, or the Leader Furniture Building, it's like right in that block there. So
great.
In between Social OTR and Jean Robert's restaurant there on the corner.
Oh, the French Crest.
Yeah.
So how do you guys can you walk us on the process of how you pick these artists? And so Blink right now, it is just like a week away and they're still painting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are some just starting? This seems like a crazy process.
Yeah. So the last one started yesterday. You got to remember, these guys, this is what they do. They're professionals. Yeah. They are able to accomplish things in about a tenth of the time that it would take you or I to do it. And so they paint right up to the wire. How we get those artists is really interesting. It's half relationship, it's half proof of concept, and then sometimes it's just sending an invite out and seeing what happens. So, you know, 2017 when we did Blink, it was a little bit of a challenge to get world-class artists here, because just it's hard to explain what Blink was in a sense.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a mural festival, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So they kind of give you a weird, you know, side eye on like why they want to be involved. 2019 was a lot easier because we were able to say, you know, here's the 12 people we brought last time, and they were pretty incredible. We also had stats to say, you know, 1 million people showed up for this in 4 nights. It's the only thing like it in the Midwest and the country, and we were able to build relationships off that. And so we went to Art Basel last year in 2018. With the goal of, Blink was invited to do a mural and projection mapping installation at Art Basel last year.
And so, what is that?
It is one of the largest art festivals in the world.
Cool.
It's the last month of the year in December, where there are a myriad of giant art tent releases. So if you were an artist and you want to sell your artwork, your originals, you get a spot at these giant tents. And anybody that collects art, does interior decorating, does art galleries, they go and they purchase for the year, basically.
Cool.
And so we got invited as a part of Blink to go do a wall down there, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Found out like the night we got done with it, like on the other side of our wall, Kanye West was performing, which was crazy.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So like had some serious fun. It was amazing.
Oh my God, did you meet Kanye West?
Did not. Okay. But we got to see him from afar, which was kind of cool.
Cool.
All that to say, though, while we were down there, we had a short list of artists that we had already engaged about Blink for 2019. Mm-hmm. And while we were there, a lot of street artists, muralists, are down in Miami selling their print work, their original commissioned work. Mm-hmm. And so we got to interact with a ton of them and invite them to participate in Blink. And being able to do that in person is pretty impactful versus versus doing it through an email. You get to have a human interaction with people that are constantly living off their mobile devices. And so that's pretty powerful. And so Art Basel was definitely the way in. We have a great relationship here locally with a guy named John Beam, who lives in Covington, who is really good buds with the London police. And John's served as kind of our broker slash art curator as a part of the Agar team for Blink. And so he's been running point on a lot of the relational development there. And it's kind of one of those things where you get the London police involved, and then they're friends with Faith 47. And so she's involved, and it kind of spirals.
Yeah.
But you got to have those critical relationships. And you also have to have, you know, a good case study to say, like, this, we're not just asking you to come paint. We're asking you to transform one of our biggest art, biggest tourist destinations in Findlay Market into a walkable outdoor art gallery for the next 5 years. And so you can paint the impact picture to them, and they see where they want to be involved.
So, okay, so I know who the London police are, but I don't know who anybody, I guess I'm not very savvy in the mural art world.
That's okay. We'll educate you.
Okay. Well, that's what I love about Blink so much. It is my favorite thing in the world. I am so excited about it. Like, I'm just so grateful this is my job and I get to know more behind the scenes things. It is, to me, it's super, such an honor. And so how did you guys decide which murals are going to go where? And do you know what they're going to paint?
No, both are kind of their own separate monster processes. So when we start selecting buildings, it's kind of a three-step process of going out and finding walls that just aesthetically look like it's a flat surface, would be easy to paint on, has a lot of visibility, and we can envision something there. There's a sense of place around it. So we'll pull 30 of those and log them, and then we'll start looking at online records of who owns them and start making asks to property owners, redevelopers like 3CDC to say, you know, hey, can we paint on this? Mm-hmm. If we get we knock 30 options down to probably 20. And then we go through a process of review with the historical review board with the city to make sure that we're preserving the integrity of the building that's there. That's unique to Findlay Market.
Yeah.
If this were a strip mall, you could paint on whatever you wanted. But some of these buildings have a story, and we want to make sure that we're respectful of that.
Yeah.
And then that knocks it down to, 10 to 15 buildings from there. And then once you have those buildings, you say, okay, here's our canvases. Which of these lend themselves well to which artists that we want to bring in? So we know guys like, there's an old Italian artist named Gallo that we have coming in this week. Mm-hmm. He's terrified of heights. So you can only find something that's a single story that he can use a ladder on.
So that's how you start placing things like that.
Yeah. You start looking at guys that are high flyers and really like to take risks. And so we're doing one wall in Covington this year on the side of the Kenton County Garage. That's probably 110 feet tall, like massive.
Wow.
And so you got to get some guys that have a little crazy in their blood that are willing to float up there.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, cool. You're wired for this type of lifestyle. This is you. And then you look for ones that are going to be the most impact. Like, what are your showpieces? The couple from Haircut or, Faith 47 or Vills, like these are the top five, the top 10 biggest names in street art. And like, we want to put those on Front Street, so we went ahead and installed some permanent lighting around Faith 47's mural. And with Haircut, that mural is right on Liberty. So it's going to get a ton of eyeballs. And Vills's piece is right on Central Parkway in front of a huge, massive parking lot. So you'll be able to see it from really far away. There's no science to it. It's like, it's feel, it's accessibility, it's preference by their end. Once you identify this guy's going to go here, we were allowed to paint on this building. We get with the artist and say, hey, here's your walls. Here's the dimension, mock something up. But we don't put a lot of constraints on them. It's not fair to us to be able to say, or it's not fair for us to dictate like what mm-hmm. their expression of art looks like. Biggest things we ask are, hey, it can't be anything political. Can't be anything offensive. Outside of that, do you, knock yourself out. And you know, some of us really close to the project will get a little bit of a sneak peek of what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And see that ahead of time. But even the building owners don't really get a say in the artwork. You kind of sign your rights away, based on, we're not going to put something terrible on the side of your wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only guarantee I can give them.
Well, it's beautiful. It's like art its finest, just freedom to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And so part of the journey too is for people that are attending Blink or people that are fans. If you're into art and the process of painting at scale, you can come down during the day and you can watch these guys paint. And it's a pretty,
when, like right now,
like right now. Yeah. And the addresses for all the locations are in the Blink Cincinnati app. So you can find them on the map and
come, there's a Blink app.
There's a Blink app.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can find them and watch them paint if you want.
Okay.
It's a really great opportunity to, get to meet the artists. They're from all over the world. They have great stories. And they love to tell you about their work and love to hear what the city is made up of. And so we encourage people to go down and watch. With the warning that like it is literally watching paint dry. So, it's cool,
but you're watching it go up as well.
But if you're expecting like fireworks to go off or something, you know, it's a process.
So this is for hardcore.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to like peel back the veil and understand the story a little bit, like it's there and it's ready for you to run after. But then during the four nights of Blink, like these are truly the unveiling of these finished murals that mm-hmm. nobody's seen before. We were really adamant about not showing the finished piece to, you know, the media ahead of time, because then it kind of ruins the reason to come down. And so, you know, you've got your map on Blink Cincinnati, that on the app, and you can find your way from one mural to the next. We've actually got some really cool free walking tours this year that B&H Camera out of New York is putting on. If you go to theblinkcincinnati.com, there's things to sign up for, or events or walking tours. And there are four tours, two in the daytime, two at night, and they are actually led by some of the biggest, most renowned Instagram and journalistic photographers of street art in the world that we've flown in from all over the globe.
Awesome.
And they will walk you around both Covington and Cincinnati to see these murals, and they'll also show you how to photograph them well. So
get your Visco out.
Yeah, exactly. So broad daylight at noon, when you don't have a lot of control over your lighting, here's where you want to shoot from. Here's how you want to edit the photo after the fact. And then in the evening, here's how you want to use this flash or leverage this street lamp. And because it's tough when they're huge. You know, some of these murals we're painting and installing, you only have a depth of field of like 20 feet. And so, what do you want to grasp out of that? And so those are free for people to sign up on. They're about, you know, an hour and a half long. So you don't miss much of the rest of the Blink. You get to walk throughout it. But you get to learn at the same time. So stuff like that's really cool this year that we've added in.
Definitely. And it's free.
It is free.
Let's make a note here that everything about Blink is free.
That's true.
Everything.
Yep.
So it's all through downtown Cincinnati. It goes over the Roebling Bridge. So we're going to be able to walk over the Roebling Bridge?
Yes. So it is, it's 30 city blocks. What did somebody tell me the other day? It's 2.6 miles of programming.
Okay.
So you can definitely walk the whole thing. It's not recommended trying to do it in one night. You're going to be miserable. Your feet are going to hurt, and you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We encourage people to come down for all four nights, or as many as you can. Mm-hmm. Set a dinner reservation at like 6, get a good meal in, and just ease your way into a zone, and then come back and do the same thing the next night. But you can walk across the Roebling Bridge. It will be closed for traffic during Blink, just for safety concerns and everything.
Yeah.
And because the bridge will actually have a soundtrack, and we want people to be able to hear that. It's a loud bridge.
Oh my gosh.
So we want people to be able to like enjoy the ambiance.
What I've heard from a friend who's involved, he said that Roebling alone is going to bring tears to your eyes. Make sure you have
exactly
a lot of time to soak it all in.
Yeah. And to be able to not only walk across it and like
be
stand
in
the installation, But you also got to walk like 200 yards down the river to see it from afar, to see that like big wow moment. And both are equally as impressive. The one thing that's really nice is for those that walking across the bridge might be terrifying or a long walk. We've partnered up with the guys from Ago that are doing their electric car shuttle specifically.
Specifically
just on the bridge. They're outfitting the vehicles with pieces of art that actually become part of the overall bridge installation.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
And so there'll be a portion of it as well, and the road will be closed just to them. So if you don't want to walk it, like, we've got you covered. You can hop on and take it to the other side.
Okay, cool. And like we talked about last time, and if you're disabled or whatnot, like I will have my mom downtown all weekend in her wheelchair.
Yep.
And we did it in 17 in a wheelchair, and it was fine.
Absolutely.
And now there's even help with
Absolutely.
It. So it's great.
Yeah, for the most part, you got to remember, we live in a pretty flat city, so it's pretty easy to roll around and everything.
And so how many blocks in Covington?
It'd be 10 blocks. So it'll go from the riverside, right around where the Ascent building is and the Kenton County Garage. We're going to be doing some big projections.
Is the Ascent one the crazy one
Is,
I've never been in that building.
It's pretty rad.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But it's about 10 blocks south of that, ending in front of Braxton. We're going to close down that street and do a big hospitality area there in front of the hotel and stuff. So it'll be pretty awesome. And we have gone above and beyond to overpopulate that district in Kentucky to make sure that it's worth the journey. And I think people in Kentucky are going to be really surprised.
So this is 4 days. Blink is legendary. And you guys, thank you so much for, like, you're really putting us on the map and for giving us this stuff. There's no way I'm the only one who nerds out and gets so excited about this. Like, I am. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And that's a big weekend. Wellness Your Way is happening.
Yeah. Queen Bee is happening that weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Cincinnati is so great now.
There's a lot going on.
So is there anything else we should know? So there's the Blink app, blinkcincinnati.com. There are free tours. You can hear stories from the muralists. Mm-hmm. Is that the correct word to use for the artists?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a music and art show and light show, and it's all throughout downtown. So families coming in from wherever they're coming in from, there is parking, and it's safe for kids as well.
Correct. Yeah. So there are going to be a lot of street closures for safety reasons. The streetcar will be running. They'll be running all their vehicles. And it's free to ride during Blink.
Awesome. Free streetcar.
Yeah, but outside of the streetcar, most of those roads are closed.
Okay.
So you'll be able to breathe a little bit versus last year where in 2017, the sidewalks were a little crowded.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we're encouraging people to do is to park out a little bit and walk in. So neighborhoods like Pendleton, where you can park at the Ziegler Garage or the Casino or the Sycamore Lots, drop your car there and then walk the two blocks into Blink. Same thing on the west end side of town. If you're going to park a little bit west or north of Findlay Market, walk in from there.
Mm-hmm.
Just be strategic on where you drop your car, or Uber down or ride the bus. All those are great options.
We got to talk about the parade.
Yeah.
So the whole thing kicks off. There's so much to cover here.
There's a lot.
So the whole thing kicks off on Thursday, and the parade starts at 7 or 8.
Touches off at 7.
At 7. And where does it start?
Starts at Vine and Court, in front of Jean Robert's table. And heads south from there, ends on Freedom Way in front of the banks.
Okay, and Jean Robert is the headmaster of the parade this year. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Pam was the headmaster last year.
She was.
Pam Kravitz. She's coming on next week as well. She's a good friend. And so what can we expect from the parade?
Well, there's part of me that doesn't want to steal JR or Pam's thunder because they've got some pretty crazy stuff up their
sleeve.
Okay,
cool. Well, then.
So I'll let them share that out a little bit.
Okay, cool. Q was in the parade in 2017, and it was really awesome to be a part of it. And I don't think we are this year, so I'm really excited to watch it.
Heck yeah.
To soak it all in.
It's pretty special. You forget, like, we are a parade city. We love opening day. We love, you know, every other, like, Harvest Home and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This one's so different, though, just in makeup from the visual stimulus and the auditory stimulus, where you don't it's all light-based.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's in the parade is human-powered. So you don't have big Corvette engines roaring. You don't have screaming sirens from police or loud horns from the fire trucks, which are great and they're fun in their own right mind. But like this sets it apart so that it's truly unique. You get to hear a little bit more of the living, breathing organism aspect of like everything. Like it's just a lot of humanity moving around in an organized fashion. And it's like you can tangibly feel that, which is pretty wild.
It's cool. I totally thrive off stuff like that. Yeah. You're creating like a 4-day vacation in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I feel like just personally, I might have a job that weekend that goes like all weekend. And I really hope I don't do it. I don't have to. So I can just like hunker down and just soak it all in as much as possible and share it with everybody. I think what a lot of people may not realize is that Cincinnati is so accessible. It's friendly. It's cheap. And it's also safe.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very safe. And OTR has been built up for a long time, and some people aren't 100% convinced. But calm down to Blink if you didn't come last year or two years ago and really be convinced and see the beautiful work that so many people in this city are doing.
Like,
be an advocate for our city. We live here, and it's gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much. Anything else we need to know?
We'll be sharing out more on Friday morning, but we have we're dropping a little surprise in on Friday night of the event, and we're doing an event called Secret Walls.
Okay.
It's very secretive.
Okay.
But if you're into live art, if you're into if you're into street art and you follow a lot of the artists that we brought in for doing murals, you'll get a kick out of it. We'll be announcing a ton of details on Friday morning because it's we want to keep it pretty secretive.
But
for people that love street art, it's going to be an amazing event on Friday night.
Okay, cool. Look out for that. There's a tea dance closing out Blink on Sunday, and that is at the Freedom Center.
Yep.
Yeah, the girls at Chick Out have teamed up with the Tea Dance, and it's going to be
probably going to be their biggest one ever.
Yeah. And that's free as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a zoo. Like, it's just going to be.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
If you're left still standing on Sunday and you can go do the Tea Dance, like, I think it's going to be wild. That's the biggest thing that has surprised me this year versus 2017 was every person I talked to was like, yeah, I've got my family coming in or my best friend's coming in from out of town. Like,
yeah, dude.
Hotel rooms are not available at this point.
Yes, it's so rad.
Yeah. And you're going to see so many people. You're going to meet so many people in 4 days that are from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's going to make our small little town of Cincinnati feel a lot bigger really quickly.
Thank you so much. Is this what you guys intended on when you started this years ago?
So.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we didn't see it all the way through yet at that point, but like we wanted to make it something pretty rad.
Well, you really have. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And artists to look out for during music artists. So Group Love is coming?
Group Love is on Saturday night.
Saturday.
Free show for that, so that'll be huge. We have a Pomegranates reunion show, I think, on Friday. Trying to think who else is playing. I mean, the list is enormous. It's all on BlinkCincinnati.com.
Okay.
But there's a ton of great shows to check out.
Awesome. Yeah. So BlinkCincinnati.com. Blink has an app, Instagram, Facebook, all of the stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
This is Andrew Salzbrand with Agar. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Hey, you're welcome.
And
for
I can't wait to talk to you next year or whenever. And thank you so much for this weekend. It's going to be the most ultimate success. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro.
These are the people behind the stories that matter to you. Thanks for listening to Q102's Person of Interest with Jeff Thomas.